Hello?
Hey, this is Jasmine. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, hi there. How are you?
Good, good. I was just following up with you to further assist you on the transfer request for services for home care.
Yes.
They approved the rate of 1275, but I pushed it up to 13.
Okay.
I just got to get the patient's information so we can submit the referral, okay?
So hold on. Okay, let me go outside. I am right now in the room. Okay. Excuse me. Do you need me?
No.
Excuse me. Hold on.
Take your
Okay,
time.
Jasmine from
The
what?
Family First Care, this is the home care agency.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and let me
The
sit down
patient's
for a
first and
minute.
last name.
Okay, is the $13 and the overtime how much?
Yep, time and a half.
No,
Oh,
okay.
it goes up to, it goes, so it's 13 for the first 40, and anything over 40 hours is time and a half. So you're looking at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, about $21 an hour for the remaining
21
hours.
hours. Okay, so what did you find out how much they take out from our money every week?
No, because payroll does that. Because you're gonna get paid once a week, but once we submit the referral, you can speak to payroll to discuss, because I don't know, you got to do your tax paperwork.
Yeah, I know the tax paper. I do it. We do it all the time, every year.
So then it's the
And
same thing. You're just getting
no,
a pay increase.
but you see, you told me it's 1349 at that time. That this time is more. So I wanted to know every week they take the money from that amount too or no?
If you're coming home with 1300, that's your gross pay. They have to take out taxes. So your tax, you have to tell them to take out the taxes for you. If you don't take out the taxes, then you're coming home with that amount.
Okay, so if they don't take the tax and I pay tax at the end,
Yeah, you
they
could do
don't
it at
touch
the
that
end.
amount.
Right. You could do
Okay.
it at the end, or you can do it in the
Okay.
beginning every check so that you don't have to pay at the end of the year.
So they take for retirement those things too?
Whatever you tell them that you want to remove from your check and allocate it to somewhere else, that's what they'll do. So, like, let's say
Oh.
you wanted to do a retirement, then they would take out what you want. If you say, oh, I want to take out $500 every check to put in my retirement, then it'll be issued like that.
Okay. So how are you going to work with us?
Okay,
Because
what's
right
the
now I
patient's
am
first and
with,
last name?
okay, it's Parvin,
How do you,
P-A-R-V-I-N,
T-T-A-R?
P-A-R-V-I-N.
Wait, is it Tarvin, T as in Tom, or P as in
No,
Peter?
P, like Peter.
Okay,
Parvin, what?
A-R-V-I-N.
Yeah, Parvin,
And the last name?
P-A-R-M-O-D-A-R-E-S-I. So the things right now we are with Daily Dove, you
Yeah,
know
yeah,
them?
yeah.
We are with Daily Dove, right? Because my mom came to the hospital and rehab. They
Okay.
told they stopped it and they said immediately when you get home, we renew it again.
Okay, well,
And
let's put in the request to get it renewed.
okay, and we are 24/7.
Okay, well, let's see
My husband
if
and I wanted to know you guys doing it the same?
we do everything is the same. The only thing that changes is the agency. What's Parvin's date of birth?
Okay, it's 3/21, 1933.
1 second. 3/21/1933.
Okay, do you have the accountant at the end of the year to help work with us?
A what?
Accountant, do you have accountant to at the end of the year when you wanted to pay our tax work with us?
You can ask that to payroll.
Okay, so you have that option if the accountant works with us.
Well, yeah,
You
if
have.
you want something removed from your paycheck, you have to speak to HR.
Not
So you still have the
remote.
waiver. You still have it. It's through UPMC and it looks like it's active.
Yeah, I know if they're active right now because they are waiting for us to get home. But I wanted to compare if I find the, because now we are for a while stop. I wanted to make sure which one, what is that? Compare two places. Hi. See, how much you pay, how much they pay, to make sure which one I choose.
So right now we're the highest paying agency.
You are the highest?
All the other agencies are doing 12, 1250, but they're not going to 13 because there's so many hours of overtime.
Okay, 13.
And you have two caregivers right now. One caregiver is doing how many hours?
You see, we both helping each other, but because they told me the 16 hours is the most.
Yes, only one caregiver can do 16. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I was divided 12-12.
So 16 times 7 days a week is 112 hours.
112 hours for 16.
That's hours a day. So are you doing 8 hours a day?
I wanted to make sure which one is better. If I do 16 hours a day and my husband do 8 hours a day, is better, it's more money, or if we both doing 12-12. You know what I mean?
Yes, whoever does the most hours gets paid the less because of the overtime.
Oh, pay less?
Yes, you get paid less. So if your husband is doing how many hours a week?
8 hours. If his,
so eight times
eight
seven,
hours.
1 second, let me see. And you in Philadelphia County?
I am in Lehigh County.
Lehigh County, 8 times 7, 1 second. That's 56 hours. I can offer him $15 an hour.
And overtime, how much?
And then overtime, he'll go up to $22.50 an hour for the remaining 16. 50. For you, you're doing. Hold up, 1 second. 112 minus 56 hours. You're doing 56 hours times 50. Two. You get the same. If you do 56, I can put you at 15. And then you'll go up to 22. But if you do all 16 hours, I cannot pay you at 15. I could only do 13.
So it's better we do 12,
yes.
12, yes?
Yes.
It's better we do 12,
it's
12.
Much
okay.
better like that because then you both are getting the same amount. Mm-hmm.
So we get if we do 12, 12, we get $15 and 22, yes?
Hold on. You said 12 each person a day?
Yeah. Yeah, if we do it. If we do
12 times 7... is 84 hours. Who's doing the remaining hours?
You see, 12 hours, if I say 12 hours, I do it 12 hours, my husband.
12 hours times 7, that's 84 hours.
Uh-huh.
Each person. Then no, I can't do the 15. I could only do the 15 if you do 56 hours.
Oh, so if I do said 56 hours, that means
$15 an hour, $22.50 for the remaining 16 hours.
That means if we do 8 hours, 56, that means if you do 15.
8 and 8 is 16 hours.
Our time is going to be 18 hours a day. But
so
we are in 24 hours a day.
So if it's only you and your husband and it's a 24-hour case, 7 days a week, then that means that you're splitting 12 hours each shift. That comes
if
up to
it,
the 20. Right, if you do 12 hours. So 12 times 7 is 84 hours each.
Uh-huh.
So if you do 84, I cannot do 15. I can possibly do 13. But I cannot do 15 because then you're going to get a lot of overtime.
So if I get 16 hours and my husband gets 8 hours, he going to have $15 per hour?
Yes.
And
If he does 56 hours, I can honor at 15 the first 40 hours and then pay him $22.50 the remaining 16 hours.
Okay, and mine, if I do it to 16 hours, is going to be the 84 hours.
16 times 7 is, hold on, 112 minus the 56 your husband's going to do. So if he does 56, you're going to be doing 56 too.
No.
Because 56 plus 56 is 112.
No. You see, if I take 16 hours and my husband take 8 hours, because 16 plus 8 is 24 hours.
16 times 7 is 112 hours.
Yeah, so 112 hours.
But you only get 112 hours a week.
112 hours, but you give me $13 an hour. Per hour, yeah.
So it's 112 hours a week.
It's 50, for 16 hours. Yeah. Yeah.
It's 112 hours. If you do 16 hours every day for 7 days, it totals 112. So your husband don't have any hours.
Yeah, my husband has 8 hours.
So then it's not 112.
You see, we are 24/7. Mm-hmm. We are 24/7. So we can divide it either 12/12 or 8/16. I take 16 hours, he take 8 hours.
If he does the 8, it's 56 hours, I can do the 15. If you do the 16, then I can do 13.
Yes. If you do that. Yes. Yep. But if we do 12/12, both of us are getting 13.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's better to I take 16 hours and my husband take 8 hours.
Yep.
This way is much better.
Yes.
Isn't it? Okay. So
What's your name? How do I spell your name?
You coming to our house? You coming to the...
No, I don't need to come to your house. I just send you everything over the phone.
Oh, okay. So, and you accepting 24/7?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So my name is Hayde, HayDeh.
HayDeh.
DeDe like elephant. DeH.
H as in Harry?
Yes.
Okay. And the last name?
H like Harry. Elephant. M, Mary, mm-hmm. M, Mary, mm-hmm. A like apple, mm-hmm. T, Tom.
Okay, and a good number to reach you is this one on my call ID, right?
Yes, that's okay. 484, yes.
And your relationship to Parvin, is that your mother?
Yes.
Okay, and then what's your husband's name?
G-H-O-L-A-M.
Golan?
Golam, yes. H in the middle, yes. The initial for a middle name is H, like Henry.
Uh-huh.
And the last name is G-H-O-L-A-M-I. It's the same as first name, just it has one I at the end.
So, Golan Golami?
Yes, Golam H. Golami, yes.
So, G-H-O-L-A-M, as in Mary, I?
Yes.
Okay. And a good number to reach him?
Usually doesn't answer the phone, but it's 484 221-1594.
And what's your Parvin's home address?
6242 Opossum OPOSSUM.
M is in Mary or N is in Nancy?
Yes. M is
okay.
Mary.
Possum Road?
Possum Lane.
Possum Lane, city and state?
It's Slatington. S-L-A-T-I-N-G. It's Slatington, T-O-N. Slatington, P-A, 18080.
So, S-A-L-T-I-N-G-T-O-N, Slatington,
yes.
P-A, 18080.
Yes.
And what county is your mom in?
The Lehigh County.
Lehigh County, got it. All right, I'm going to submit the referral, okay? So our specialist is going to get a hold of you.
Okay,
I'm going to transfer this
could
call.
Could you give me your phone number?
Yes, I'm
going
to give you all my numbers. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay, yes, I am doing it. Meanwhile, could you please allow me to call to the other place I was to see how much they do. Is
yeah,
okay?
You can call them. You can call them on your own.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Okay. And you said it's four vacation day, yes? Four vacation.
No vacation. Yes. Time and a half, you get paid through holidays. And the days off is the major holidays. And
yes,
if you work through them, you get
four.
Time and a half.
And it's just four, yes?
I believe so, yeah. But you get time
four.
And a half for working them. You get overtime.
Yeah, because I believe they have it seven. I have to see.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they have seven holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jasmine, give me your phone number.
It's
yeah, I am
267.
267.
551.
551.
7410.
7410. Jasmine. Okay, Miss Jasmine. Jasmine.
And
okay.
This is family first care.
Yes, family first. Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
I
welcome.
Really
welcome
so,
on board. Absolutely. You call me if you have any
you.
Questions. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Our
so,
coordinators here are gonna call you so they can send you your hiring application. Okay, and you could get it
so,
out the way.
So yes. Okay. Okay.
All right.
So meanwhile, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.